You are about to experience a totally new dimension and
ideas. The intellectual thrill ride of the year. To the best of our knowledge, proudly presents
Dangerous
Ideas.
My name is Douglas Rushkoff. I'm a media theorist, and my dangerous idea is open source currency. A lot of people don't know that we have more than one currency option in our lives. Back in the day, in the late Middle Ages, there were lots of different currencies going around. People used to go to the field and they'd bring back grain and take it to the grain store and they would get a receipt. And that receipt served as a kind of a local currency. You could get a receipt for 100 pounds of grain and then tear off a little piece for 10 pounds of grain and buy your chickens and buy your shoes and do all these different things. People were getting really wealthy in the late Middle Ages. That's how we got what got to be known as the middle class, the rise of the great merchant class. There was all this money flowing around. The problem was the wealthy people, the lords and the kings, they couldn't get wealthy. They couldn't stay rich while everybody else was doing all this business and trading all this money. So they made these currencies illegal. And to this day, you have to borrow coin of the realm. You've got to borrow money from a central treasury in order to transact. And the reason they do that is because you've got to pay back that money at interest. So this way, rich people, and today it's banks, get to make money simply by having a monopoly on money. So what I think we need to do is to retrieve this idea of multiple currencies from the late Middle Ages and let people use different currencies for different jobs. So in your own town, for instance, people could begin to trade favors by keeping track of them with local currency units. We can use cell phones now because cell phones give us, smartphones anyway, give us the ability to do authentication in real time wherever you happen to be. You can use technologies like Square, a little credit card swiper right in your cell phone in order to do transactions and keep track of everything. So open source currency would take something that people don't even realize is up for grabs, something that people don't realize has been monopolized really artificially by central banks, and put it back in the hands of the people. It doesn't mean we can't have regular old real money. We can still buy our iPhones and our washing machines and all these great big long-distance corporate products with good old-fashioned central currency. But there's a heck of a lot that we can do locally or even non-locally through networks like Etsy and eBay using whatever kind of currency we choose. And it might be a whole lot cheaper than the dollars we're using today.